You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned keeping wage subsidies and other financial supports in place for too long will damage the supercharged growth Australia's economy needs to escape the crisis. Mr Morrison says the government's budget has been pushed into record deficits for the current financial year and the next because of the high spending and large hit to revenues associated with the recession. Speaking at the State of the Nation conference about how Australia has managed disruptions to the economy and the health system, Mr Morrison said Australia was doing better than most countries around the world while managing the economy.
Our death rate of just 4 people per million of our population is a fraction of other developed economies around the world. And in some cases, their death rate is more than 100 times what Australia's is. Our response has followed a uniquely Australian path.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has told the event women in the workforce in particular have suffered.
This period has been a chance for us to reset perhaps many of the things that people take for granted. Cleaners, often taken for granted. They've kept the show going. It's cleaners, supermarket workers, public transport workers.
The New South Wales Premier has credited the hotel quarantine system in place for return travellers with keeping the community safe during the COVID-19 crisis. Gladys Berejiklian says infection rates in return travellers have been high, with up to 4% testing positive. The Premier also flagged she was open to using the hotel quarantine system to get international students back into New South Wales universities, but insisted there would be no shortening of the 14-day quarantine period. She reiterated concerns about a potential second wave of infections and an increase in community transmission cases as restrictions are eased.
It's because the community has come together and stuck together that we've been able to get to where we are, and we really need this to continue. I don't want to see us go backwards. I don't want to see us have to pull back on anything that we've eased. So what will work? This will only work if all of us continue to stick together, and I urge everybody to do so.
Meanwhile, a second person who attended a Black Lives Matter protest in Melbourne last weekend has tested positive to coronavirus. It's one of 12 new cases recorded in the state of Victoria, 7 of which have been linked to an outbreak in a family in Coburg. State Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the second protester who tested positive was unrelated to another rally attendee diagnosed last week and was very unlikely to have been infected at the event. He says she wore personal protective equipment at the demonstration and as such was unlikely to have transmitted the virus to other attendees.
That individual took a great deal of care in terms of having a distance with others and I think is unlikely to have acquired it there, given that there are whole number of other places that this individual has gone to without PPE, as most of us go about our lives, and so could have acquired it in a number of other places.
In Queensland, which reported 0 new cases, the Premier stood firm on her plan to reopen the border on July the 10th. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk also flagged changes to funerals, allowing more attendees. Funeral organisers will have to keep a list of names and contact details of attendees for 8 weeks and provide it to authorities if any of them are diagnosed with coronavirus. Ms Palaszczuk says 100 mourners will be allowed to attend funerals in Queensland from Tuesday.
I really want to thank the community for raising this issue. I know it's been very, very tough over the past few months. You will have to have a list of the names that attend in case anything does happen. But it's been something that people out in the community have been talking about, and it's something that we wanted to address very quickly.
A Freedom of Information request has revealed New South Wales Police handed out more than 1,000 fines, totalling more than $1 million during a 5-week period from late March to early May. 6% of those were issued to children aged between 10 and 17. Samantha Lee from the Redfern Legal Centre says the $1,000 fine is a crippling amount that no child would be able to afford to pay, and she's calling on the government to review some of the fines.
Yes, our main concern is with the social distancing fines. Obviously, spitting and coughing on members of the public and workers is not acceptable. But we are concerned with the social distancing laws in particular, that they were very confusing. Many people didn't understand the laws, including New South Wales Police. And we are also concerned that the police may have not met really required legal thresholds of reasonable suspicion.
Police say it's already withdrawn 69 fines. In news from other states, the Northern Territory says it'll lift mandatory hotel stays from today for interstate arrivals undergoing 14-day quarantine. Tasmania will further ease indoor and outdoor venue restrictions from June the 16th, allowing up to 80 people and 20 visitors to homes. And from June the 19th, South Australia will ease patron limits at pubs, restaurants and other venues to 300 maximum. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.